Today I want to continue a bit of discussion about the immune system, this time from the point of the kidneys, so that we have a understanding of how important a role the kidneys play in the immune function, in keeping it strong and just maintaining it through not only the fall, even also through the winter. It's important to understand that at the beginning of each season, you start out with maximum strength of that organ, and as you go through the months of the season, the strength tends to lessen as you go. So that means it's really important to start as strongly as possible and then to continue to maintain as much strength as you can through that season for that organ. The immune system is an interesting situation because fall being lung season, it draws on the kidneys even a bit more, even before kidney season, from kidney energy. So it means that for us, the kidneys and what, how they feel there in your back and what their capabilities, their energy output is, has everything to do with how you literally weather the fall and the winter. So water element being kidney and the urinary bladder being part of that partnership with the kidneys and the other aspects of water being bones, ears being the more symptomatic area for the kidneys, anxiety and fear being the emotion, the willpower being the mental aspect, and the salty taste being a key piece of indicating kidney weakness. For instance, how that fits in is if you have kidneys that are low in energy, in order to pick their energy up, you will start to crave salt. And that salt will actually help to strengthen the kidneys. So being aware of those aspects, noticing any sorts of things for yourself that might fall in that grouping, and being aware how important it is to notice subtle things. We're not really accustomed to noticing subtle things so much in this culture, especially because we're more, you know, our whole health system is aimed more at catastrophic sort of crisis mode things. If we can prevent ourselves from ever getting there, we're much better off, and that is by noticing the small things, the subtle things. So things like just achiness or cold that may occur in the kidneys, in that sort of middle back area just above the waist. Things like changes in hearing, like feeling like ears maybe get blocked and don't unblock readily, can be an issue of kidney situation. Ringing in the ears or tinnitus is also a kidney issue. So lots of indications, which important just to remember that those are pieces of this puzzle, and knowing that if you start craving salt, suddenly potato chips seem really great, or salted nuts you prefer to the unsalted, or any sort of thing. Those are all, a little bulb should go on in your head that is, oh, that's right, you know. So watching your fluid intake, all those kinds of things. And then another very important thing to remember about the kidneys is their energetic time of day and night is definitely night. They definitely, it's like water is maximum yin, maximum dark, maximum quiet. And that's definitely night. So if you're a night owl, there's a possibility that your kidneys aren't getting enough recharge time, because that's when the kidneys recharge them. That's when the whole body recharges itself, especially the kidneys, because it's really, that's their time. That's the time they prefer. Interesting, too, that during that time we know to be horizontal, which I mean, it makes sense, you sleep when you're horizontal, but the kidneys also prefer horizontal. So even during waking hours, if your kidneys are hurting you or giving you trouble, being horizontal is an easier position for them than being upright. So just even being able to put your feet up makes a difference. If you're working in a situation where you have to be on your feet a lot, even sitting on a stool some of the time, like a bar stool height, just kind of perching on the edge of it, can take some of the load off the kidneys. So all those things are choices you can often make. You may not always be able to be horizontal, but maybe you can sit or something. Those help. And as you know from working with Qigong, every little bit helps. It all accumulates. That's the wonderful thing about how this all fits together. It is very much like a tapestry, like a puzzle, and if you can understand and work with as many of the pieces as possible, you get more of the picture, you know, like a jigsaw puzzle. So that's the aspect of the kidneys that I want to cover, and we'll finish with that there. So Oriental medicine at Biome has many facets and is designed to make its benefits available to as many people as possible, regardless of whether you can physically come to Biome or not. If you're in the neighborhood, call for an appointment and we'll be glad to hear from you. If you can't get to Biome easily, our at-a-distance health consultations can help you. Look on the bottom of this webpage for our contact information. I also invite you to sign up for our free online newsletter by providing your email address in the box on the bottom of the left side of this webpage. Wishing you health and well-being, and bye for now.